Boulder County's Restaurant Week, taking place November 8th through the 16th. More information at firstbiteboulder.com.
Thanks, Skip. Coming up on 11:01 here on a Friday night, it's KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Time for a show we call Smash It Back. My name is Stephen Whitehead. I'll be here with you till midnight playing some classic funk and other junk. Number in the studio is 303-442-4242. You can send an email to dj@kgnu.org. You can follow along with the playlist there or at afterfm.com. Starting off tonight with something from Skunks.
Yeah.
coming up on 1117 here at KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Wrapping up that first set of Smash It Back with a band called Descent and a track called Abe Lincoln. Those guys are from South Dakota, and that's about all I know. And that album came out in 1988. Name of that album was Boy Eats Own Head, which is pretty cool. I was looking it up, and there's like articles and maybe even videos of people eating their own head. I didn't watch one, but I probably will later. It seems like it'd be hard to film. And did you know that Abe Lincoln was a Republican back before the Republicans and Democrats kind of switched parties back in the day? Some interesting stuff there. Should probably look into it a little more. Before that, we heard from Fang with a song apparently about Charles Manson called Red Threat, taken from their just awesome 1982 release, Land Shark, out on Boner Records, which is a record label that the guitarist from Land Shark founded, basically to put out Fang originally. Before that, we heard from an awesome compilation called Killed by Finnish Hardcore, featuring 30 bands from Finland, all between 1981 and 1985. That was a track called President Pili by a band called NATO. And I figured that's probably something about a president, and it's kind of current because I guess the U.S. representative to NATO is like testifying right now in the Ukraine Gate scandal. So I thought that fit in there nicely. Before that, we heard from The Misfits. That was a super lo-fi recording of Where Eagles Dare from live at Max's Kansas City in New York, December 20th, 1978. So that's coming up on 41 years ago. They just played couple weeks ago, I guess, at Fiddler's Green, of all places. I was sending that one out to Marion. She told me that she saw them, and that was a pretty fun show. But there weren't, it wasn't sold out, let's put it that way, so she got to move up pretty close. It's pretty cool. Before that, we heard from Richard Hell and the Voidoids, Liars Beware, originally from his 1977 Blank Generation release, but that was taken from the Spurts, the Richard Hell story. Pretty cool compilation. Before that, we heard from Big Black. That was Tiny, King of the Jews, off their album Songs About Effing. And, well, what can you say about that? It's a song about drinking and hating, stuff like that. Actually, I was drawn to the title Tiny, King of the Jews, because old Trump proclaimed himself the chosen one last month in classic Trump style. And hey, we started off tonight's show with a band called Skunks that I also don't know much about. I was they're from Australia. It came out in 1982. It's a track called The Mad Song from Skunks' Scratch and Sniff album. Moving on here, something from Sex Pistols. Smash It Back.
Yeah. check. Just floor it, man. Floor this place.
Thank you. to show we go. Right around the back. Oh, I got to the silent and mine.
All right, 11:34 here. KGNU, Smash It Back. That was The Germs with Land of Treason, taken from the Live at the Starwood. That was December 3rd, 1980, 4 days before Darby's ill-fated demise. A lot of treason going on in this land right now. Thought that was a pretty appropriate song. Before that, we heard from The Omens, Denver band, from their album Destroy the ESP, which I think came out in 2005. That was You're a Dirty Liar. I'm sending that out to Ella. Not because she's a dirty liar, but just because she's pretty cool. She played with the Omens for a little bit. Hey, Ella, hope you're listening. Before that, we heard from an awesome compilation called Cottage Cheese from the Lips of Death. Came out in 1983 on Ward 9 Records. That was a track called Dickhead from a band called Bang Gang. There's 14 awesome bands, I think all from Texas, on this compilation. Yeah, Really Red, DRI, The Offenders, Buttle Surfers, The Dicks, Stickman with Ray Guns, pretty cool stuff. And that was Bang Gang. Someone I actually wasn't very familiar with before, but that's a pretty catchy tune, Dickhead. Not as catchy as that Misfits tune I played earlier. I had that going, I guess I was dreaming it all night long. Woke up 5 hours later with that I'm not no goddamn son of a bitch in my head, just stuck with me for like an hour after I woke up. It's true, because I'm not. Anyway, before that, we heard from The Adolescents. That was a live version of The Liar, taken from Live 1981 and 1986. I like how he says, guitar! But before the guitar comes in. And also heard from Ill Repute with a track called President from their 1983 release on Mystic Records, What Happened Then? And before that, we heard from a band out of Canada called Slander. That was their 1981 release, Hemiconscious, and a song called It's Over. Started off this last set with Sex Pistols and Liar. Take it from Nevermind the Bollocks, here's the Sex Pistols. I got kind of a theme going tonight. Kind of a current events theme. Hope you're enjoying it. Hey, we've got a fall fun drive coming up next week. Starting October 9th and going through the 20th, so that means you'll be hearing two Smash It Back shows during the Fall Fun Drive. Be sure to tune in next Friday. Dave Fuller will be on, and then DJ Marlowe on the 18th. There's going to be special programming all week. It's going to be awesome, so tune in for that. You can also enter a drawing for 3-day passes with skiing and lodging to the Winter Wondergrass Festival in Steamboat. So check that out by tuning in, and also go to KGNU.org. Here's something I learned today.
Like everything, it turns around, I turn to gold. You themselves with holes.
How attractive. What's his name, Kim?
His name is Dick Hill.
What does he like to do? He likes to yell! Richards. There's Richard.
Richard Grable.
Carpenter.
Richard
There's
Jackson.
Richard.
Richie Rich. Richie Sambora.
There's Ricardo Montalban.
Sir Ralph Richardson.
Richard Buck.
Richard Lloyd.
Little Richard.
Richard.
Keith Richards.
Richard
Pryor. You're a dick!
Yeah.
Who are we?
We're Kitten!
And we're better than you!
Support comes from the Capitol Hill Concert Series presenting folk singer Peter Mayer live on Friday, October 11th at the First Unitarian Society of Denver. Tickets and more information at CapitolHillConcerts.com.
All right, there's a track there from supergroup Free Kitten, featuring Kim Gordon, Sonic Youth, Julie Kaffritz from Pussy Galore, and Yoshimi P. Wee from Boredoms. There's a track called Dick from their album Call Now, which came out in 1992. Before that, we heard a song from a band called Sluts, off of their album 12 Inches of Sluts, a track called New Song, spelled G-N-U, just like the mighty KGNU. I'm kind of hoping that's going to be a new kind of theme song for KGNU. Those guys were out of New Orleans in 1982, and I've never heard of them before today. I was out on Spread 'Em Records way back then. Before that, we heard about a minute-long piece from a band out of Holland called Larm. They have an album called Extreme Noise that came out in 1981. It's got 75 tracks on it that are mostly like 30 seconds. Some of them are up to a minute. Like that one, it was called Apolitical Dick. And before that, we heard from Shattered Faith and The Verdict. What's The Verdict? Guilty as charged. That's taken from a cool compilation called Future Looks Bright, which came out in 1981 on Posh Boy Records, featuring a bunch of bands, only bands from Posh Boy and SST Records. The Dicks before that gave us Rich Daddy, taken from Kill From The Heart, and started off this last set with Husker Du and Something I Learned Today from Zen Arcade. I was thinking of Husker Du because Bob Mould produced this latest Titus Andronicus album. I just saw those guys on Tuesday night at Globe Hall. It was awesome. Wasn't super familiar with that band before, but I'm surprised to find out they've been around for like 15 years. And seriously, it was an awesome show. Bob Mould produced this new album of theirs called An Obelisk. and it was recorded at Steve Albini's just amazing studio, which I watched a video about on YouTube or something a while ago. It's probably still there. Definitely worth checking out. And we're going to go out here tonight with something from Titus Andronicus. It's called Ecce Homo, off their album Local Business. Tune in to Smash It Back every Friday night from 11 to midnight. Stay tuned for Sleepless Nights with DJ Marlo. It's going to be awesome. Here's Ecce Homo, Titus Andronicus.
Choked on in the churches. Look at him now, loading in front. front of a vacant storefront, bearded and bedecked in army surplus. No, I saw Kevin a what everybody's telling him he's full of that. He forgets if he felt oppressed or depressed, or which one came first in this crazy mess. If he had taken too much or not enough, but which one was the worst? Wrong with this sort of stuff, and he was so unsure.
Welcome to Sleepless Nights on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.